This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 179 people were killed, two survived after a South Korean passenger jet crashed on landing. ABC Transportation correspondent Gio Benitez has more.
The plane landing on its belly at a very high speed, then veering off the runway before slamming head-on into that concrete wall. The plane then bursting into flames, thick black smoke billowing into the air, debris scattered all over the ground. In the wreckage, only the plane's tail still recognizable.
The investigation's underway, namely into why the plane did not have its landing gear down. Azerbaijan's president says he can say with complete clarity the passenger plane crashed in Kazakhstan on Christmas was shot down by Russia. He acknowledged it was not intentional, but said Russia tried to hush up the issue. Severe weather in the south blamed for two deaths, one in Mississippi, the other south of Houston, Texas, as there were reported tornadoes across the region. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Congress has extended the 2018 Farm Bill while they continue to work on a new one, leaving Wisconsin farmers somewhat relieved but still worried. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
One of the biggest problems cited with the current farm bill is that it was negotiated more than 5 years ago, so the crop reference prices are outdated. Paul Mitchell, agriculture and economics professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, explains the reference prices allow payments to farmers when a crop falls below a certain level.
Prices have been declining on the corn and soybeans, and the process is used to create this support in these times of thin negative margins. They're out of date. Those floors were set in 2018, and you know, we've gone through a lot of inflation, and so you know, $1,000 isn't what it used to be.
Mitchell says farm organizations have been asking Congress to increase crop reference prices. The farm bill was extended again for another year as a part of a spending bill to avert a federal government shutdown. Mitchell says a lot of uncertainty looms with the incoming administration's goal to cut budget costs.
So my real worry is that agriculture will be collateral damage for the new administration as they pursue other political priorities where, you know, agriculture is not their number one priority. And they will take the cost of agricultural hurt to address these issues they want to address that would partly help them get elected.
Other areas of concern in the farm bill, he says, are crop insurance, conservation programs, and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, which is still offering benefits too low to help those who need them, according to an Urban Institute report. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Badgers skate to victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hockey. The Wisconsin Badgers beat Ferris State in a shutout, 8-0 last night in the holiday faceoff at Fiserv Forum. Three Badgers players, Quinn Finley, Ryland Mosley, and Kyle Kokkonen, each scored a pair of goals. Wisconsin advances to the final tonight against UConn. NBA. The Bucks lose in Chicago to the Bulls, 116-111. Damian Lillard was back with 29 points and 12 assists, but it wasn't enough. Giannis Antetokounmpo missing his fourth straight game. He's dealing with a non-COVID illness. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It felt like we were playing with fool's gold the entire night. I thought defensively we had no presence. You know, think about it. I think they were shooting 58% at halftime. We were shooting 44% and it was a two-point game. So you felt like either we're going to start really defending and then our offense will go up, or we're not and it's going to be a tight game, and that's what it was.
NFL, the Packers against the Vikings in Minnesota. A recap coming up after the game tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see cloudy skies, some patchy fog around as well. Our winds will be light with high temperatures near the 40-degree mark. In the overnight, the clouds stay put, lows near 30. Still plenty of clouds on Monday, an afternoon high in the upper 30s to near 40. It's 33 at our studios.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was. recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the Recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan into the studio. Then Chicago comedians Bill Gorgo and Jim McHugh join the show to promote a New Year's Eve extravaganza in Port Washington. Let's light it up.
Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Good morning, everybody. It's some music of the stars. We'll be on the air till high noon central, as always, and an extra on New Year's Eve, 7 p.m. till 1 a.m. Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network and worldwide, civicmedia.us. God bless us, everyone. Here is Glenn Miller. Swinging New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
happy crowd.
Nice crowd.
I think you're a little too happy. I don't know what you're so happy about. Where were you when 1982 hit the fan? I tell you, if the monologue dies tonight, we are dressed for it. All rental jobs?
Yes, sir.
How many of you from Michigan? For the Rose Bowl game. How many of you from Denver and don't give a damn? Anyway, do you believe this is the last show of 1982? My God, doesn't seem possible. Now, by the way, I have an announcement to make. If you're drinking tonight, do not drive. I'm serious. I am very serious about that. And if you have to drink, at least wear a reflective flea collar so we can see you, see where you're at. Do you know what Forest Lawn does every year, which is a very good idea?
Yeah.
Forest Lawn, the world-famous mortuary, which is right across the street from NBC, serves coffee all night long. And they suggest if you've been out before, if you want to rest for a while, I mean, not... It's a good place to go to kind of sober up before you drive home, and they have free coffee over there. It's a little weird. You ever see a cup with six handles? They'll rent you a box, too, if you want to sleep it off. I mean, they're nice things. You know?
The Music of the Star, Civic Media Radio Network.
Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always put me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always put me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. Police rode a block. Police rode a block. Police rode a block. I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath. Police rode a block. Police rode a block. Police rode a block. I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always pull me over Christmas. They're gonna let me out on bail this Christmas from the bottom of their hearts. Police lock me up. Police lock me up. The police lock me up. Cause when I do a 2.1.
When my mother-in-law begins to yell and shout, through the window I would like to throw her out. But I resolve not to do it, here is why. I'm afraid of hitting someone passing by. This is my New Year's resolution. When I'm at the movies watching a love scene, and the lady's hat is blocking half the screen, I resolve not to shout, take off that hat. I'll remove it gently with a baseball bat. This is my New Year's resolution. When I take a lovely lady out to eat, and she orders caviar instead of meat, I resolve to let the lady have her fill. And of course,
course, I'll also let her pay the bill. This is my New Year's resolution.
Come on, Sir Frederick Dash. Come on, boy.
When I'm sitting with my wifey on a bus, and a dear old lady stands in front of us, I resolve to be a gentleman discreet. I'll politely offer her my wifey seat. This is my New Year's resolution.
Hey, Judge Rock, how about your New Year's resolution?
When my mother says, come in, it's time to eat, and I keep on playing games out in the street, I resolve to rush right home now when I'm cold, 'cause my pop just bought a hairbrush and he's bald. This is my New Year's resolution. Hey, Doodles Weaver, how about Professor Beetlebaum?
On the radio this year I hope to score with some funny jokes you've never heard before. I resolve not to tell a corny joke. Hello, what's that? The church burned down. Holy smoke. My ears ruled revelation.
Hey, Spike,
how about Spike?
In this coming year, I'm gonna be discreet. Have the slickers playing music soft and sweet. I resolve to treat Tchaikovsky tenderly and set his second movement off with TNT.
Just the same, what are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year. Thank you. But in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's?
The music of the stars, Harry Connick Jr. from his album When My Heart Finds Christmas. Harry writes a lot of stuff and acted in a couple of movies. Some of them a bit scary, like the one in Lake Geneva. Was it called Contact? He played a great villain. And Spike Jonze, before that, everybody thinks Spike Jonze, the comic, well, he can be serious. His main love was always beautiful music. True story. Here he is, Spike Jonze. Music of the Stars. Good morning. We'll be on the air on New Year's Eve. 7 p.m. Central till 1 o'clock in the morning. Right here in the Civic Media Radio Network. And welcome, everybody. Stations, Eau Claire, WCFW, and La Crosse, WLCX. Good morning, Hayward, WBZH, Green Bay, WGBW, Oshkosh, WISS, WLAK in Amory, Richland Center, WRCE, Wisconsin Rapids, WFHR. And a dozen others. Now, everybody seems to remember this one. With those saxophones whooping and wailing. It was Guy Lombardo and his theme song. How would you like a nice New Year movie? Yeah, me too. May I recommend one? Warning, it's a weeper. Waterloo Bridge, 1940. Vivian Leigh. Robert Taylor and Vivian Leigh's favorite movie. That's right, Waterloo Bridge.
You this afternoon, I couldn't remember what you looked like, not for the life of me. I thought, was she pretty? Was she ugly? What was she like? I couldn't remember. I simply had to get to that theater tonight to see what you looked like.
And do you think you'll remember me now?
I think so. For the rest of my life.
But what is it about me you still don't get?
Ladies and gentlemen, we now come to the last dance of the evening. I hope you'll enjoy the farewell waltz.
I'll tell you later. Let's dance now.
What does it mean, these candles?
You'll find out.
Thank you.
talking about was not a Scrooge now. He was a kind, a decent, a mostly good man, generous to his family and upright in his dealings with other men, but he just did not believe in all of that incarnation stuff which the churches proclaim at Christmas time. It just did not make sense, and he was too honest to pretend otherwise. He could not swallow the Jesus story about God coming to earth as a man. He told his wife, "I'm truly sorry to distress you, but I'm just not going with you to church this Christmas Eve." He said he'd feel like a hypocrite, that he'd much rather just stay home, but that he would wait up for them. So he stayed, and they went to the midnight service. Now, shortly after the family drove away in the car, snow began to fall. He went to the window to watch the flurries getting heavier and heavier. Then he went back to his fireside chair, began to read his newspaper. Minutes later, he was startled by a thudding sound, and then another, then yet another. At first, he thought somebody must be throwing snowballs against the living room window. But when he went to the front door to investigate, he found a flock of birds huddled out there miserably in the snow. They had been caught in the storm. In a desperate search for shelter, they had tried to fly through his large landscape window. That was what had been making the sound. Well, he couldn't let those poor creatures just lie there and freeze. So he remembered the barn where his children stabled their pony. That would provide a warm shelter. All he would have to do is direct the birds into that shelter. Quickly, he put on a coat and galoshes, and he tramped through the deepening snow to the barn, and he opened the doors wide. And inside the barn, he turned on a light so the birds would know the way in. But the birds did not come in. So he figured that food would entice them. He went back into the house and fetched some breadcrumbs and sprinkled those on the snow, making a trail of breadcrumbs to the yellow-lighted, wide-open doorway of the stable. But to his dismay, the birds ignored the breadcrumbs. The birds just continued to flop around helplessly in the snow. He tried catching them. He could not. He tried shooing them into the barn by walking around them, waving his arms, but instead they scattered in every direction. Every direction except into the warm, lighted barn. And that's when he realized that they were afraid of him. They were afraid of him. To him, he reasoned, "I'm a strange, terrifying creature. If only I could think of some way to let them know that they can trust me, that I'm not trying to hurt them, but to help them." But how? Any move he made tended to frighten them and confuse them. They just would not follow. They would not be led or shooed because they feared him. And he thought to himself, if only I could be a bird now, if I could be a bird and mingle with them, and speak their language and tell them not to be afraid, then I could show them the way to the safe, warm barn. But I would have to be one of them, wouldn't I? So they could see and hear and understand. At that moment, the church bells began to ring. The sound reached his ears. Above the sounds of the wind. And he stood there listening to the bells. Adeste Fidelis. Listening to the bells. Pealing the glad tidings of Christmas. And he sank to his knees in the snow. Paul Harvey, I hope for you and those you love, this will be a wonderfully merry Christmas.
Two little birdies were flying around. First they flew up, then down to the ground. One little bird was a cute little she. The other most definitely was a he. Doodly doo 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 doodly dee. Doodly doo 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 doodly dee. The little he bird had eyes for the she. He knew at a glance she never could be happy unless she'd fly at his side and tell him that she would become his bride. Doodly doo 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 doodly dee. Doodly doo 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 doodly dee. So he mustered some courage and he said to the she, will you do me the honor of marrying me? I'll build you a nest and I promise to be the best birdie husband you ever did see. Doodly doo 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 doodly dee. Doodly doo 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 doodly dee. She said, I'll accept and I'll always be true. Let's go find the parson and we'll say I do. So the he-bird and the she-bird were married that noon and flew south together on their honeymoon. Now they're so happy as happy can be, singing doodly doo 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 doodly dee. Doodly doo 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 doo.
That's Moe, Larry, and Curly Joe. Happy New Year. Dmitri Tiomkin.
Quite content and fancy free. Her probes never bothered me. All at once the arrow hit my heart whispered. It's a wonderful life, not a cloud in the sky. Mr. Cupid just winked his eye, and you walked by. It's a wonderful life. I have more than my share. See me walking around on air because you care.
As one.
The Music of the Stars with Glenn Miller. Paula Kelly. Remember years ago on radio, I heard a Paula Kelly. I said, is she still singing? Well, in a way, that's Paula Kelly Jr. that we heard back in the 80s. This is her mom with Glenn Miller and the Modern Airs and the orchestra. What happened to Glenn? Glenn. He vanished on December 15, 1944. He was in a small plane traveling when he disappeared. Oh, the military documents say that it crashed in the English Channel. The fuel intakes froze, they say. Dennis Sprague is a senior consultant to the Glenn Miller Archive. How could it have happened? Engine icing? Carburetor icing? The kind of ice that forms on the fuel tanks and fuel lines. Glenn Miller, born in Clarinda, Iowa. Played high school football. Learned the trombone. Dropped out of the University of Colorado in Boulder to be a musician. And on the day he went missing, December 15, 1944, United States Army Major Glenn Miller was believed to have born in Bedfordshire, England, as a passenger on a UC-64A Norseman aircraft bound for France. He was going to perform for the Allied troops. Now, there's a book on this subject. It's called Resolved. Take it as you may, and it's an interesting read. Interesting doesn't say anything. It's just interesting. The plane was flying low, Sprague said, and visibility was poor. The plane may have disintegrated on impact. Everybody aboard died instantly. Now you have about 8 seconds when the fuel lines freeze the engine. 8 seconds if you're the pilot to react before you plunge into the water. And yet, there's no record of that plane ever departing. Here's another theory, that it was destroyed by friendly fire. It was discovered that 138 airplanes coming back from an Allied bombing mission, which was aborted, they dropped their bombs over the English Channel. And one may have hit Glenn's plane, causing it to crash. But the United States Air Force records said the timing of when they were over the channel rules out that theory. Another plane was journeying across the channel at that time. And it appears to be a case of mistaken identity. It took 9 days for the BBC and CBS News reports to say that the Norseman and all its passengers were never found and were missing. This is the music of the stars. The news reports are accurate, but what happened is not known.
The Glenn Miller Orchestra was at the top of the charts. Fans of big band music know the orchestra lives on to this day. And this Saturday at the Long Center, it'll be a mixture of the old and the new as the Purdue Jazz Band performs with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Eric Van Cleave and Dr. Mo Trout, that is, are our guests this morning. Thanks so much for joining us today. There's an exciting weekend ahead over at the Long Center. Tell us about the Purdue Jazz Band, and you were just mentioning that you guys are going to actually be opening up.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. Of course, we think about the Glenn Miller Orchestra as like the peak. That's like the big band, you know. Our students are so excited to get a chance to actually hear this music being played by the pros. But the Purdue Jazz Band is one of five big bands at Purdue University, all non-music majors, but they're really spectacular kids, and this band is the cream of the crop for us. They've played at many jazz festivals across the nation and won many awards. And so we're really excited to get a chance to play our music before Glenn Miller's music. We decided not to cover any Glenn Miller tunes.
Glenn Miller, the well-known American band leader, is reported missing. He left England by air for Paris 9 days ago. Major Glenn Miller came over from the States early this year to direct the American band of the AEF, which has often been heard playing in the Allied Expeditionary Forces program of the BBC.
Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network now. Stand by for news on CBS. Back again for three more hours. Stay tuned. Happy New Year.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 22 days until Donald Trump's sworn in for his second term in the White House, and Republican infighting over the H-1B visa program has flared up. Some hardliners in the party want to end or reduce the program that allows highly skilled workers to live or work in the U.S.
For now, President-elect Trump is siding with Elon Musk and others from Silicon Valley, telling the New York Post in a new interview he is, quote, a believer in the H-1B visa program, and he always liked them. Now, this specific program allows draws about 80,000 foreigners into the U.S. for up to 6 years in fields like technology and medicine. Trump claimed that he has used them on his properties, but his team did not respond to our questions about that.
That's ABC's Mary Alice Parks. More than 50 tornadoes have been reported across the South over the last 3 days. The weather Saturday blamed for 2 deaths and 6 injuries in Mississippi and Texas. 179 people were killed when a South Korean passenger jet burst into flames after trying to land with its landing gear up. This is ABC News.